4 years ago, there were no debates in the governor's race. This year, the major party candidates were together, on stage, answering questions at least three different times in debates sponsored by different groups and media outlets. But that wasn't the case for some local races, where candidates for local and state house seats refused to debate.
You know, what we need to do above all is help our businesses grow and help our workers get the investment they need to have the skills to fill those jobs.
Mr. DeWine, 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Richard, tell the people who live in the opportunity zones. Tell the
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Richard Cordray and his Republican challenger Mike DeWine were part of several forums and debates this campaign season, including this one sponsored by the newly formed Ohio Debate Commission. That's a group of media outlets statewide, including Ohio Public Radio and TV, nonpartisan good government groups, colleges, and more. Jill Zeiman, the group's director, says there was one key goal.
They came together to kind of plant a flag around saying we need to have candidates debate, and we want to stop the slide in how regularly candidates were declining debate invitations.
Zeiman says it worked. In the future, she says the debate wants to host more debates more often, and she says some in the group want to do more, maybe even a presidential primary debate. But the success of the commission doesn't mean the problem is solved.
This year we did down-ticket statewide candidates, and it was hard.
That's Janice Katz, chairwoman of the Franklin County Consortium for Good Government, a nonpartisan group she founded in 1991. The group hosted several forums this campaign season where local candidates and those running for the Ohio House were invited to answer questions in front of an audience. And in many cases, only one candidate showed up for the event.
For the last, I would say, 6 years or so, we have found it more difficult to get people on the even years, because especially if they are incumbent or they're in a strongly gerrymandered district, there's no advantage for them coming to a forum.
Ohio State University political science professor Paul Beck says candidates have discovered they can get their message out in a more comfortable but more expensive way, television ads.
You know, the candidates like the ads because they can control them. And they can be one-sided, which of course is very much in their interest. And I don't think we're ever going to have a situation where we don't have ads. The debates are a risk because candidates every once in a while can say something that doesn't go over very well. They can make mistakes. Some candidates who will be fine office holders are not particularly good debaters.
All I can think of is little tiny violins. Really?
That's Catherine Turser with the good government group Common Cause Ohio.
Really? You're running for office and you're afraid of actually going in public because you might misspeak? You know, all of us will trip over our tongues or will not say things exactly right, but it doesn't make sense to avoid your voters.
Yet that's exactly what some candidates are accused of when one refuses to participate in a debate or a forum, and candidates often take to social media to air their grievances about it. For voters who just want unbiased information, it can be a challenge, particularly since candidates also don't often respond to questionnaires put out by groups that try to compile that information. And Paul Beck says downsizing or reduction of local newspapers that produce voter guides has made it even harder for voters. The Debate Commission's Zeiman is aware of the conundrum, too.
We definitely heard from many local candidates and supporters of local candidates asking whether we could step in to either do a debate or support them in putting a debate on. I think this is a question for the collaborative to consider.
Maybe, she says, that group will decide to somehow step in. But Katz thinks there's something else that would help, an emphasis on civics, a subject that has been scaled down in school curricula in recent years. How to proceed in a way that encourages more real communication from candidates in the future remains up for debate. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.